Direct from One Hex Tower in beautiful Middle Dakota, it's Hex Games Actual Play Theater. Hello and welcome, Hexers and Hexlings, to Actual Play Theater, the Hex Games Podcast. This is our first episode, and we're going to start things out with a big old rowdy game of Quags, Sword, and Sorcery. This game was recorded in Lincoln, Tennessee, back in May of 2010 during the weekend of the Great Nashville Flood. We were all stranded at Carter's house, but we got some great gaming done. Now we're going to share some of it with you. A bunch of us here at Hex Games have recently rediscovered our love of Robert E. Howard, and especially Fritz Lieber. Steve Johnson was good enough to run a good old-fashioned pulp Sword and Sorcery adventure for us. In this episode, Steve was our game master, Leighton was Alonzo, Priest of Alvar, Ian was Gar Staffmaster, Carter played Krondok Axewielder, and Josh, that's me, played Thorn of Vancia. The theme of this adventure seems to have been boisterous camaraderie, and I think you'll agree we got that nailed down pretty well. More information about this campaign and our characters can be found at our wiki. You can also check out our forums, leave feedback, or find out what's going on at Hex Games at hexgames.com. You can even buy stuff from us if you're so inclined. Anyway, without further delay, let's get to the game.
Having done that description.
Josh kept claiming all the ideas I wanted, but I'm not ready. I'm ready.
All right.
Hot damn.
So, let's introduce the characters.
I'm Alonzo of Alvar. Once I was a gifted swordsman, I went off in the service of the army and found that I did not take to that particular business. I found my spiritual calling and joined the church. Tragically, there was a misunderstanding with the heads of the order, and we all agreed it would be best for me to leave the monastery and head out to represent Alvar in the world. Alvar is, of course, the lord of, you know, plants and craft. Hey, Alvar!
Praise Alvar. Alright, I'm Gar. I really don't know where I'm from because many years ago the Vancians invaded.
Lies, all lies!
The children back with us to forced labor, and when I found that boring enough when I was a teenager, I left. I'm good with the stick.
I am Thorn of Vancia.
But we forgive you, because it wasn't your fault.
Youngest son of a once prominent trading family until assassins killed them all. I was forced to leave the cushy life of decadence and education and head out in the world where I've studied numerous things, traveled with pirates and gypsies and vagabonds. And now I'm trying to figure out what to do with myself and how to get vengeance. Or late. Whatever.
I am Krondok Axewielder.
Is that Krondok with a C or a K?
It doesn't matter. I have an axe.
True that.
I'm hired. I kill someone, then I get paid. That's all you need to know.
Alright. Oh, what's your tagline now? I see you scribbling.
Oh, so let us give thanks to Alvar, ladies.
Well done.
I like that.
Okay. You guys have been traveling together since the incident at the Black City of Kromdor.
Not my fault.
Sorry.
Your name is Kromdor. Kromdor. Okay. From the Black City of Kromdor. The guards were chasing you, each individually for different reasons, and you managed to all kind of work together to evade them, even though you'd never met. And you've made your escape has led you to the city of Tharg. The city of Tharg.
Tharg.
Is it true what they say about Thargish winches?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Where you are at bay for a few days, what are you guys doing?
City of Tharg. What kind of city is that? Bustling or small?
Tharg is a mid-sized, not hugely bustling. It's not one of the great cities like Kromdar. But it's a decent mid-sized trade town, and it is a festival week as you arrive.
Is it?
Huzzah!
Wow.
Did you ask what we're doing?
Ale trend it is! Drinks are on me, gentlemen.
We're running a little low on funds.
It's on him.
All right. I'm going to go over, start preaching to the crowd. You are going to collect their alms.
Got it.
It's up to you how direct you want to be in asking.
I want you, Grandad, right behind me with that axe while I'm walking around with the plate. Can you glower?
Does he ever not glower?
Good point. Stand to look threatening. I mean,
more threatening.
Encouraging.
Okay.
My friends, ladies, gentlemen, I see you are celebrating, and yet, look, your plants are sickly, diseased. Truly, Alvar.
Where people are trying to sell their rings.
Yes. Alvar, Lord of... What was it? Was it agriculture? Lord of gardening and agriculture frowns upon you. You have forsaken him, and he forsakes you, but not for long, because Alvar still cares despite the things you've done to displease him. Alvar needs your love, friends. He needs your support. Now here is the priest of Alvar. I hold up my holy symbol and my medallion. I am here to put in a good word for you.
Having secreted myself as a shill in the audience, under the front row, I throw myself to the ground screaming, Oh, great priest, what could we do to avert me?
Oh, bless you, stranger. Truly, truly all hope is not lost for Tharg, as long as there are pious souls such as yourself.
How can Tharg repent of this? How can we show our love for Alvar?
Only through sacrifice and offering. My comrade here is bringing around a plate.
Big beat, citizens. Alms for Alvar.
Oh, you just got a bag.
Gold and silver for Alvar.
Show your love for Alvar so the rains may come and the crops may grow. Luscious, beautiful red crops.
One at a time.
Great, roll Alvar.
Roll.
You roll a glowering roll.
Glowering
job, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not
a bad thing. Fine.
Okay, after you've made your rounds.
Oh, he's the only one not to get
a couple other Alvar. People's big up, Alvar! You make your round through the crowd, and then the crowd sort of starts to disperse. What do you guys do? You've got a sack full of...
Bless you, what's the take? What do we got?
You guys, slide in. There's some coins, but there's also, some heads of cabbage.
Get rid of this shit.
Are you kidding?
A silk scarf, and a dagger.
Ale and wenches are on Alvar.
Praise Alvar.
Wait, you mean we're not actually giving this to Alvar?
Well, in our way.
You
look fetching in this silk scarf. There you go.
I'll have you know that wine and ale are made out of plants, made possible by Alvar.
They are.
There you go.
Who's this then?
I gave one each.
Oh, cool.
Huzzah.
You guys actually came up with a plan that involved everybody.
Yes.
All right. So,
teamwork.
I've got some silver, some gold, some trinkets, glyphs.
Cabbage.
Glyphs.
What do they say?
Huh?
What do they say? The glyphs.
It's on a chain, and it's just a protection glyph.
Cool. I'll take it if nobody else wants it.
Yeah, take it.
Now. I'm sensing that Alvar wants us to find ale.
Praise Alvar.
Let's go, fellas.
There's a, you're in the market square, and there's taverns all around here.
What are they named, GM?
Whoa! One is named the Sign of the Leaky Tankard.
I like that.
One is the Golden Goose. And one is the
Drunken Hussy.
The Drunken Hussy.
That looks like a den of iniquity that gets benefit from the word.
I'm going to read the fine support
word and the God.
Good.
I like this den. I love me some iniquity.
I've heard that about the ancients.
You heard right, my friend. No one in Nick's.
All the waitresses have hot orange shorts on.
And tight white shirts.
White corsets. And,
yeah. White corsets and short orange skirts.
Truly, the gods have blessed us.
Boy, over here.
That girl over there, quite a lot.
Later, I'll bless her, too.
Okay, the
witch. Knock him out, fine! Woo! Hey, Trondock!
Alright, so you're now in the tavern?
Yeah.
Oh, God, am I really going to do this?
I believe you're the one that wanted this game.
So,
he tried not to start us off with a tavern brawl.
So, my friends, what seems to me, it seems to me things are all right, but they could be better.
He's always in there waiting for an adventure.
It seems to me the only thing missing is a lot of money.
You got a good start.
That's not a lot of money?
That's only a start.
Do you want to not have to do your plan? Grondog stands up and says, "Does anyone need anyone killed?"
Not how I was going to go about it.
He was direct and to the point. I like this.
The man shows initiative.
I like
you try to be all cool and just think. Most people are just turning around and staring at you. Kind of like you're retarded.
Anyone? No? No?
Oh, you're such a funny joker, friends. So funny with your hilarious idea to have people killed. Not at all serious, Oliver. No need to put that down, God.
Flashing.
Oh.
More wine.
More wine.
I can go ahead and find out one of the waitresses.
What was the name of this tavern again?
The Drunken Hussy.
Drunken Hussy.
Okay, one of the waitresses comes over.
Tell me, miss, what's all the festivities about this week? I can't help but notice the frivolity and
jocular.
Not nearly enough decadence, but we try.
It's the market days.
Market days?
The farmers come in from all around to sell their goods. Craftsmen sell their wares.
That would explain the
cabbage. Some are selling things after we get off work, if you're interested.
Yes.
Yes. Angle coinage.
Is this a two-at-a-time thing?
No.
Okay, good.
Wait.
Well, what's the ratio?
Do you have a friend?
Oh, of course.
Then it could be two-at-a-time.
Boy, show's initiative, yes.
Yeah. I think we all are completely serious. Like, really, what kind of price are you talking about?
She's got three friends. She can work something out.
All right, good. Good to know.
Buy me some because she has...
Yeah. What interstate?
Oh, this is group money.
Communal.
Communal money.
Wealth redistribution.
This is petty cash compared to what we're going to get, man.
That's right.
Four men, talented as us, skilled warriors,
handsome,
clever thinkers, handsome, virile,
light on our feet.
Fortune out of my bag, like, no, Thrark, I heard there used to be vast wealth in some tower from the fallen empire. Probably just a legend.
Tower from the fallen empire?
Yeah. started by demons or something, air quotes.
Well, I guess you Vancian nobles would know all about that stuff.
I can't help.
Some of us didn't go to school.
I can't help. Some of us went to university. I studied under the philosophers, goddammit.
All right, philosophy boy. Well, where is this tower?
Not sure. It's been lost.
No.
So it's the lost tower of the fallen empire.
That's right.
Thank you for not making me introduce an old man with a high
I stood up and asked if anybody wanted me to help. That's what I do. And they still may. You put the advertising out. Just wait for
you. This lost tower ever even existed. It's been lost for a long time. Either it's completely run down, or someone found it and took everything of value out of it.
Possible.
Fool's quest. Not even worth talking about. 1 hour later. After drinking a tremendous amount of ale.
The witch is telling its effect.
On an island that arises from the sea.
Holy shit, that's amazing!
Unlike when the moonshine rests after the harvest.
The harvest! The harvest is now! What? They're having a harvest now! Don't let anyone hear!
Okay.
They'll just want our treasure.
Fuck them!
Fuck them all!
Fuck them!
I don't think we have enough money.
Not yet, we don't. When the island rises from the sea and the tower is revealed.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, what sea?
I see it's your sea, man.
A rat-like, sleazy-looking man. His eyes widen as he hears your tale and sneaks off.
Uh-oh. That's a beetle. Anything you heard of?
You don't see him. This is a cut scene.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
Commoners. I used to be someone.
Yes, my lord, they speak of a tower.
All right. So, we gotta hurry. Because other people may... We don't want anyone else to know about this tower.
Yeah.
So, we've gotta hurry. We've got to finish drinking our ale.
Okay.
We've got to have sex with the whore.
Sounds like the plan.
Good night's sleep. Drink some more ale and then get on the trail of this tower as soon as possible.
You are inspired by the
thought.
A couple more rounds, the witch is getting awkward. So, where should I tell my friends to meet you, good sirs?
We don't seem to have lodging this fine town, do we?
Your place or mine?
Yours.
Really, that's non-negotiable.
Do you have any recommendations? Particularly pleasant alleyways.
Every safety.
We're ladies. At least charge as if we were.
We did not mean to imply otherwise, as a matter of...
I did.
If you want to run in the alleyway, you need to find someone else.
Absolutely not. I would never even suggest such a thing.
I would.
He and my associates are reasonably disease free, relatively attractive young women.
You're more attractive by the bottom. Let's say we adjourn to a local inn of some sort.
How good.
We're in a local inn.
We're in a tavern.
Okay.
What do you recommend, young lady?
Grimstead Inn. fine and not overly expensive.
Sounds perfect.
Works for me.
Okay. Who's got the bag of money?
Very important.
It's right here, I swear. Oh, here it is.
About how much is left in the bag of money?
Oh, a little bit. Maybe enough to cover a room with some horses.
It's all I need. So it's the perfect amount.
So you all go to the inn. Do you get separate rooms, or
can we get four separate rooms?
No.
Can we afford separate rooms?
What's sure. Left in the...
Whoa. Wait, can we afford separate rooms and whores?
I don't know.
Good call.
I think we can afford separate rooms and whores.
This gentleman here is a fine, fine, fancy nobleman.
I've been educated in many arts and disciplines.
Give him the respect he deserves, ladies.
And discipline.
This is an honor for you to be graced with his presence.
Which of us is going where?
Redhead.
Which is the youngest.
You are the flaxen haired maiden of the ample bosom.
That would be the waitress.
Come. I say maiden.
As that leaves the Amazonian Scandinavian big bald woman.
I'll start with you, and I'll be around for the rest of you later.
Fies to crush a cow skull.
How do we know this?
Make one of your charm rolls.
I fail.
In that case, I see this is completely not happening. All right, you guys have your way with the women.
Woo! Aren't there mechanics for this?
No. Once those doors close, you can share, but
whatever happens is not as nearly as impressive. The character may make it out to me later.
Considering the sheer amount of alcohol it's been consumed, probably a safe bet.
Okay, so sometime morning comes. You guys all groggily force yourselves awake. Anybody that was left in the bag is no longer there, nor are the women folk.
But the cabbage is.
Lift the cabbage. Your glove's gone. As well as your scarf.
As we sit around munching cabbage, I say, you know, I'd be disappointed if they didn't take all that money.
All your money. Your little baubles or trinkets you made.
A trail of narrative trust.
This cabbage is rich.
Your weapons are still there, but that's really it. You are left with a cabbage.
Absolutely.
A cabbage, the clothes on your back, and the swords in your hand.
Not like we need the money. We're going to make a lot more money. How is it we're going to make a lot more money? The details escape me at the moment.
Power. We're going to the power.
I certainly had a plan.
Power. C. Power. Wait, do I remember that? No, I don't.
No, talking about something, and then there were witches and...
Yeah, tower.
What tower?
The lost tower of the fallen empire. Rises from the sea.
In the harsh light of day, that seems a lot of class. And yet we're completely out of money.
It's something to do.
Keeps us off the streets.
I've been seeing the scene.
Point of view from behind the throne. Large ornate helmet is all you can see in the
all that water.
And his gauntlets in hand. Send the horsemen. Have them prepared to ambush these adventurers when they arrive at the tower. And then horse riding scene. Big black armored mercenaries.
We need to find is a boat.
With floats. Let's get aboard.
I don't think it quite works that way.
Sure it does. Watch.
It'd be a rather large board. Lie onto a raft.
Gotta get to the Red Sea first. Is that what it's called? No, it's the Red Moon of the Harvest.
Yeah, at the sea.
The sea.
Not sure where the sea is. Somewhere near Tharg.
It is over land, because you get there on horseback.
Ah.
At least if you're an evil mercenary. There might be an alternate non-evil mercenary group. I don't know. A small retcon.
Uh-oh. Really?
In the prior cutscene, I might have made it seem like they were going to ambush you as you got to the tower, rather than wait and let you do the work and then kill you to get your gold. Just whatever.
But that would be silly.
Yeah. Just realize that does in fact go against the genre entirely. So.
Retcon accepted. Especially since our characters can't see the cutscenes anyway.
Right, yeah, your characters didn't see those scenes.
But they want us to think.
But for the audience,
ah.
You prepare to ambush them when they leave the tower, rather than when they arrive at the tower.
Just want to be clear on that. Sorry, I misspoke. Go on out there.
So which way to the beach? West.
West.
How far is it to the...
A day's ride, if you had horses.
Alright, we'll need horses.
Which you don't.
You think you can wrap up another rousing oratory?
Is the festival still going on?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Pretty much the same people in the market.
Perhaps I can use this sleight of hand that I do and steal money for horses.
That would take a lot of sleight of hand.
It'd be easier just steal a horse and ride off. I maybe don't have this entire moral compass down, but lots of horses tied up right over there. I mean,
you could steal horses.
The important thing to understand is distraction. It's not that we would just be common criminals. We are doing the work of Alvar.
I thought we were getting rich.
Alvar wants us to be rich.
It's prosperity doctrine.
Why wouldn't Alvar just want us to take the horses then?
Well said, friend. Well said.
Let's take some horses.
Perhaps Alvar put the horses there for us to take. Who am I to understand his mysterious ways?
He's ineffable.
I think we're all agreed then.
All right. To the west of the city, there is, in fact, the corral of Farkoon, the horse trader.
Tell me more about this Farkoon.
He is a horse trader. A trader in horse flesh, if you will.
Perhaps.
He trades horses.
Perhaps we could work out some sort of arrangement. Whereby
we own his horses.
No. You're not going to try that one on me again. No.
Use him. He's the one with the fancy pants.
Let me keep Farkoon occupied with
here's
my silver dialogue. No, not again. That didn't work last time. I'm more of an autumn anyway.
We had the Farkoons.
Right. It's outside the city a little bit. There's a big fin-skin corral and standing, there's like a little shed by the gate. As you come out, this man, dusky skinned Easterner.
Oh, God.
Ah, my friends. You have no doubt heard of Farkoon's fine, fine horse flesh.
Save it, Farkoon.
They're good as mounts or as food.
Ah, Theodric, the equestrian inspection magistrate.
Question. Oh.
I'm here to make sure that you've got all your documentation in order.
Oh, I think you will find my documentation well in order. I can hand you a pouch. It seems to be almost pre-prepared.
How much is in here?
50 gold.
Well, that's a buy Satan. Four horses from...
Not really.
Three horses?
And about a couple of horses. Maybe a mule.
Farkoon. You don't understand. We've recently put a new wing on the magisterial building.
Sir, if you don't mind, we'll start the inspection.
All right, thank you. That horse looks deep with a little...
There's no need for the inspection.
No, I think there might be,
standard operating procedure, sir. Excuse me.
Right, there has been, in fact, an outbreak of...
Come on, gentlemen, come on.
Oh... tail fall off the beads. And that one looks a little shaky there.
Look at this one. This fine, fine stallion here. Not really all that funny. Yeah. An example of my horse. Perhaps you could ride him. Just for a while and make sure he's a good horse.
That you know, one horse out of such this not insignificant herd isn't a great ratio of not a very good sampling.
Sample set is too small.
We need to get a control batch first before we continue on. Luckily, I have my assistants here, my subordinates, if you will.
I could perhaps allow you to borrow for as long as you see fit. Four of my horses, but of course I would require a deposit.
Deposit. I don't think you understand how the magistratial process works.
This is highway robbery, my friend.
No, highway robbery.
Former magistrate of horse flesh would never ask for such a steep.
The former magistrate is dead.
I'm getting on a horse.
Now, you can either take me at my word, or we can go and talk to the governor, and he can discuss it himself.
Not the governor. But I don't want to do that. He's in a bad mood.
Fine. Keep the deposit. Keep the horses.
We'll bring them back.
I will be sending a sternly worded messenger to my senator.
You do that. Don't Tiabra gives it to guards.
Slave, come here. He just starts whipping a slave for no reason.
That's
you right on.
Yeah. Now,
that was a lot easier than I expected.
Now, well, we're certainly glad the real horse inspector didn't come along while we're doing that. That would have been awkward.
And as we ride off,
perhaps we should.
A little faster.
Accelerate.
A little go faster, subordinate.
right. Faster. Yeah, right. Subordinates. The nose goes that way, right?
Off you ride through the sunken lands toward the sea. And after a while, you sunken lands start rising into the mountains. These mountains border the sea, you know.
Yeah!
You guys ride up towards the pass. It's a road. You could probably get a cart up it if you had strong enough horses.
Nothing.
Hey, really shoddy horses. That horse inspector's awful.
They're not fine steeds.
But I bet they'll cook up.
Horse chops.
And as you enter the shadow of the pass, you make a brain check.
Oh,
really? Funny.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. No. What's the dump stat, everyone?
I fail
spectacularly.
Well, you don't even notice.
We're regaling each other for stories of our fabulous.
I remember this one time I was fighting the Eggman.
You're right. And until you see this line of guys in armor.
Wait a minute.
There's you look behind you. You see another line of guys that's in armor.
And then her sister said, "Those are my pants. Hey, what are those guys doing?"
Oh, well met, fellow travelers.
Can't help but notice you're standing in the way.
Dismount, drop your weapons and any treasure you have, and you can walk on by.
A good jest, Rick.
I must be part of the festivities in this area. Wacky local customs.
Are they? Yeah, do you say they're on horses?
No, they're on foot.
How many of them are in front of us?
Say 10. Enough to block the pass.
And 10 behind us?
10 behind.
I like those odds.
They're wearing lightly armored,
Armored
an assortment of weapons. The one speaking is a huge monster of a man, bigger than you.
Good God. So, my friends,
it's just five for each of us.
I'd hate for there to be any trouble. So why don't you get out of our way? We'll go on our way. Everyone will be happy.
As I said, Fred, just dismount, drop your weapons and money, and you can go on.
You know what? You make a convincing argument.
He does?
Thank you.
I charge! I charge right at this.
Okay. Otherwise, your horse would have found a shoe.
I succeed with a 10. And I'm drawing my sword.
Okay, he also rolled a 10. However, you are charging it on horseback.
I get positive modifiers.
Yes, you do. What are you trying to accomplish here?
I am charging. I'm pulling my sword out. He's standing on the ground. I want to go by him and just chop his head off.
Okay. I don't see why that wouldn't work.
Hopefully this will disrupt the morale. Especially when my vows follow.
Yep.
All right. Well, it's actually tied, and even with your modifiers,
yeah.
I'm going to basically give you the option. You can spin some yams and chop his head off. You can chop his head off, but also get your horse lamed in the process.
Ah! I expect to be lamed!
Chop his head off and ride off! You can see the other guy. What?
What are you waiting for?
Right behind the gap.
There's a break in the line.
You got to pay for it.
Right through.
They're still standing there a little bit.
Perfect target. Exactly. I want to swing it.
Axe
at the guy inside on my right.
Come on, him!
Smash a skull in, yeah. Vantage is over
here. I'm just trying to threaten him with our imaginary archers over on the
As I go by, a line of them with the scimitar just snap his belt buckles the way down.
Yes.
Kindly salute.
Right on. Well, I guess with Brock dead, I'm the leader. I was his lieutenant. I was out there, apparently. No, I was. Start fighting amongst themselves.
Well, that'll mean less of them for us to kill on the way back.
Yes. So anyway, you were saying, your sister said...
Those are my bands!
Outrageous!
That reminds me of the time.
Oh, not this story again.
Through the mountains.
Down to the sea.
The sea, I remember when I found the sea.
Still wet.
Back when I was a pirate.
Look at that, it goes up and down.
It's all called tides. At least in the moon, it's difficult, it's complicated.
No, they take it. One comes in, and then
the
another one comes in.
Very steep. And pretty much the mountains are right up against the beach.
Probably walk the horses.
Probably safest.
Let's make it down.
Need to find something resembling a boot.
So where's this tower?
See the half tower.
Well, the moon's not up yet.
It is getting dark tonight, though.
Okay.
Do we see a dock? Are there boats? Do we see a dock? Are there boats?
Yes. Well, this is the end of a trail.
So there would be a dock, and there would be boats.
A small fishing village with a dock and some fishing boats and one merchant ship.
and you have a bag of gold.
And you're going out on the sea, and you can tell it's a stormy sea.
Stormy? Not safe to go out tonight. Any fishermen's daughters out?
We have a one-track mind.
I'm fine with this track.
I've got up to three tracks. There's also drinking and gambling.
If I can find opium den, I am set. I just got to say that.
This is a tiny village, maybe 50 or so.
I'm probably not hoping for the opium den.
There's not so much in the nook.
Just remember, once we have our fabulous wealth in the tower,
shelter from the storm.
We can own our own opium den.
Oh my God, those would be salad days.
We'll be set after this.
After that.
I like as you're riding towards the village.
Now we could either buy a boat legitimately, or we could do a crazy plan.
Trade
some horses for them.
I could go for some fish. You think they have good fish? I bet they sell fish.
Strangers! Strangers! You hear the alarm sounded from old man preparing a net by the beach.
And we look around.
And swear, rushing out of houses, some with swords, some with fishing poles.
Friends, hello, friends, hello.
What, why you come here, strangers?
Oh, why, I'm a traveling priest. Hold up my...
Praise Alvar!
These are my guards and comrades and assistants.
Alright. Yeah. Picus got a fish, is our lord.
Oh, Picus is a fine...
Nothing grows in these sand.
Picus is a fine master, and he's the brother, nephew, cousin... He's a close relative of Alvar.
Such a nephew voice for me.
Everyone knows Picus and Alvar are...
Like that.
Family. Surely, followers of Picus such as yourself would welcome followers of Alvar into the bosom of your community.
I want to put the emphasis on bosom, by the way. Put that out there.
You crazy underling.
Sorry, Father. The chastity vow hasn't taken quite yet.
Oh, don't worry. Give it time. He'll look.
Why are you here?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. We are merely wandering travelers. We have need only of food and lodging and a boat.
Anything else you need?
No. That is all. We are a simple man of simple means.
You have gold?
Gold?
Gold,
that seems a worldly sort of thing for a traveling priest in the same field. Perhaps we have a few small tokens that we have picked up along the way. As humble men of God, we would be more than happy to share a few pieces of gold with you, friends.
I'm looking for these humble men of God. I'm not sure who he's talking about.
Well, then. Let you sleep in the boathouse.
We would rejoice at the opportunity to sleep in the boathouse, right?
I wish I had a boathouse growing up. I'd kill to sleep in a boathouse.
I wish I had a house growing up.
Go.
Luxury.
As for ships, unless this merchant ship that's leaving town soon wants to carry you, we have nothing seaworthy here, merely fishing boats.
What does this merchant ship leave?
Soon as the storms die down, probably in the morning. We do have a boat that can make it to the Red Tower, if that happens to be what you think you're looking for.
The Red Tower, you say?
What's a Red Tower?
There's a red harvest moon tonight. We know why you're here.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
We watch a group of fools such as you go there and die almost yearly.
So you see the Red Tower.
You've never seen a group of fools such as we, I'm sure. Make it out right.
Yeah. Well, this tower you speak of sounds oddly fascinating. Perhaps we will investigate it.
If you insist, if you think that's Alvar's will, perhaps
I
should.
I believe it is.
For theology, of course.
Yes.
Alvar brought us here on purpose.
Absolutely. Indeed he did. Now, could you show us the boathouse?
Yes. Standard fees.
30 gold for a night in the boathouse. We'll send someone over with you when the moon rises and the red tower appears.
30 gold for a boathouse? Really?
And the boat ride.
And the boat ride.
An unwarmed boathouse?
Anybody know how to, like, drive a boat? But when the moon sets and the red tower disappears, the man in the boat will row back here.
The moon disappears.
Assuming you're all dead.
You didn't mention that part.
Well, the moon will eventually get below the horizon. Happens every year.
Yeah, we are going to be fabulously wealthy soon. So I think this could be our best bet.
Mm-hmm.
I've got trading skill.
30. For a boathouse such as this? And the boat ride. And the seasoned boat rower.
Oh, you're not going to get... This time of year, you're not going to get another band of wanting fools here for months. Be glad for our company.
You know, 20
gold.
There probably will be other groups coming, I mean.
20 gold and not a crown more.
Roll.
15, exactly.
20 gold. Fine, but if another group shows up, they are staying in the boathouse with you.
We'd welcome the company.
Yeah. Fine. Here's the boathouse.
Don't worry. Soon, all this will be behind us. We will live as kings.
She promised that.
How much treasure did you say was in this tower?
Tons. The legends say.
Now, is this a big king or a little king that we're talking about living in?
Let's not get into details right now. All right. The people of this... Charming town.
Smell fish.
Seem to be fully aware of the tower that rises every year.
Fully? Now so much for the secret.
So it seems like other people have come and failed.
That's because they weren't as awesome as us.
I think that's patently obvious.
I agree.
Have some faith. What's wrong with you?
I didn't say anything. I'm just saying the good news is we will succeed where they fail.
Means all the treasure should still be there.
Exactly. And maybe the people who went in and died had some other treasure on them.
Hey, some poor thinking there.
I know, right? All right, so how long until the moon rises?
A couple hours.
So maybe we should
time to kill.
Find some women?
Like the way you think.
I'm not sure there'll be any
fishmonger women are wearing a different breed.
No, let's go investigate.
Where are you going?
There's gotta be a tavern.
No, there's not.
Really?
Literally.
There's
a boathouse.
A fantasy village with not a single tavern?
A tiny village.
There's something wrong. There's something very...
20 huts and a boathouse is pretty much...
They don't have anything to make booze out of.
You find me, sir. My hedonist sense is just, there's something wrong.
There's got to be someone here with some booze. Be honest. At least that's right.
Who did fish?
Imagine fish. There's seaweed. You could bet rocks, doesn't it? Mr. Agriculture?
I don't know. Anybody walking around?
I was asleep during that run.
Excuse me. Hi, we're visitors to town. Very friendly. We go.
Yeah, we heard. Yeah.
Strangers! Where does someone go for a drink around here?
We don't have a tavern.
Well, there's no tavern. We see that. Surely somebody's got a bottle of something somewhere.
Well, yeah. We're not drinkers in this town.
I get that.
What?
But surely someone
explains why the gods have cast them out to the edges of civilization.
Surely someone would have something stored away for an emergency. We'll pay you money.
No.
Coins.
Ching ching ching.
we really don't. It's against our religion.
I don't follow you.
Picus says that boating and drinking don't mix.
Ludicrous.
But
you boat safer if you've had a few drinks.
But aren't fish drinking all the time?
They're drinking water. Good pure salt water. That's what we try to drink as much of as we can.
I'm going back to the boathouse. This is an evil, strange place, and I don't want any part of it.
Just try to filter out the salt.
Well, signs and portents and my superstition tell me this is not a place to mix with the locals. I'm going back to the boathouse, and I'm starting to inscribe runes all around the door.
Frankly enough, like that is not the place we stopped in on the way.
All right. Who's up for a game of cards?
I'll deal.
What are we betting?
We're betting with the gold we're going to find in the tower.
Exactly.
Betting in credit.
I am just stupid enough to offer that. I bet you 100 gold pieces that I'm going to get tomorrow.
I'll see that. 100. Thank you. 200.
Here, here. I fold.
I keep going.
All right.
I like my eyes.
Who's staying?
I'm staying.
I'm out.
Well, with these, this hand, oh my God, we have fool to fold.
No matter what you roll.
What am I rolling anyway?
Some kind of gambling.
I have a gambling skill. What do I have?
or nerve.
I succeed with a 9.
I got a 20.
Okay, the night goes on. By the time it's all said.
Well, you want the left boot now?
You owe him 100 million gold pieces.
And your firstborn.
What?
And your firstborn.
The firstborn you admit to.
Don't feel bad. We all have our own strengths in life. Card playing isn't yours, but you do a fine job of wearing a hat.
What?
It's a nice hat.
Well, I'm going to bed. Thank you all.
Can you afford blankets?
I'm low.
About the same.
We've got an arrangement.
And as he says, I'm going to bed. Thank you all. The moon. It's changed red color.
Oh, yeah, that thing. Never mind.
Oh, look at the time. Let's go, man. Fortune awaits for some of us.
We've only got a certain limited number of hours to do this.
All right. You guys go down to the dock. There is, in fact, a boat waiting for you.
Ah, true to their word.
Hello, good sir.
Went out to the tower.
All right. Here we are.
This tower we've just heard of, yes.
Yep, we will.
Gloriously surrounded by piles of gold. And hopefully winches.
57 years from now.
Oh, what does gold have winches?
And ale, please. Not to be offensive. Let us... What?
So where there's gold, there's winches and ale. Sadly, priests.
Not. Nothing personal.
Of course.
In Bansians.
Yes.
Not that we're bitter.
You'll get over it. I feel that my family was killed by Bansians as well.
As you start moving away from the shore,
it's cool.
You feel the water start, the current starts rising, rippling. Suddenly up ahead, rising out of the water, it's a tower of red sands, red marble. The sandstone probably wouldn't hold up.
Magic sandstone.
Marble.
So rumbling, the boat is shaking and quaking. Everybody roll body.
Oh. Yeah.
I got it.
I would like to re-roll, please.
So would I.
I succeed with a 4.
I succeed with a 6.
Walter. Everybody would fail.
Nope.
You are feeling really not good with all the movement. You're not used to any small boats like this. You're a man of the land, priest of the vegetation.
That's right.
He must be having a holy seizure.
He's sort of a pale green.
He must be channeling the god.
Spirits are upon him.
Don't talk to me.
He is! After a while.
I hate to be talked to.
the tower finishes rising and shaking and stands there.
That's a tower.
With the moon.
That's
right
above
bigger. It.
Really?
That's what your last winch said.
Oh. Well played, Grant Trondack. Well played.
Should we hear that, would I?
It's a shame being broke and small.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Trondack. That's enough of that.
The boat pulls up next to the tower. The fisherman just sort of looks at you and waits.
You'll be here to pick us up when we're done.
Of course. Or I'll go back when the moon sets, assuming you're dead.
All right.
Probably the second.
Wait for us, and there might be a gold piece in it for you.
Sure.
Big, shiny gold piece.
Now, the tower doesn't seem to have any obvious entrances.
Time to look for the unobvious entrances. Now, if I recall my training in the black arts back when I was in Thaumaturgy 101 at the University of Antioch, these old fallen empire things used to have a special marking hidden in the masonry and marked the entrance part. Oh, how hard was that again? No, that wasn't it. What was it? It could have been.
You don't see any
corrected. Well, apparently they didn't do it this way. Must be some alternate set.
Or you don't know what you're talking about.
That's also possible, but unlikely.
The rope.
Where else you go?
The what?
The rope.
What rope?
What? Traditionally, people climb because there's not a door.
Oh.
The ropes, too.
Happen to have a rope.
Happen to have enough. Should reach the top of the tower.
How often do you come out here?
Once a year.
Interesting. Why don't you ever climb the rope?
Oh, because I want to live.
Such small, sad lives you live. Pay the man for the rope!
A life without adventure is no life for me. All right, how much for the rope again?
2 gold.
Really? All right.
Is there like a hook? I'm sure.
They only have to come out here once a year. Get the 2 gold he gets for renting the ropes, like a year's salary.
As we said, sad, sour place.
Is there like a hook on the end of the rope or anything?
Sure.
Yeah,
you know, you want to use the hook, that's an extra gold.
You know, purely economic standpoint, and I'm going to run by these, by you as our spiritual advisor. We render him an operative. Not necessarily. We got ourselves a boat and a rope. I'm just putting it out there.
You know, that's true.
I assume we're away from him.
Yeah,
you're on a small fish. Yeah. You can't get very far away from him.
Just pay the man. We're about to get. We can take it out of my ship.
Fair enough. Alright. You got lucky, pal.
Alright.
Give him the coin.
Somebody with the greatest strength. Throw the rope.
Well, not I. Looks like you, Grandock.
I throw the rope, Bobby. I see.
It takes a couple of tries, but you finally hook it on the crenellations at the top of the tower. About 50 feet.
Looks after like. A couple of tries of, look out, incoming! Look!
I climb!
All right! You climb, roll Bobby.
I'm behind him.
Okay, you climb to the top.
I like Carter's idea. I'm climbing.
Yeah. I succeed with a 9.
That's good enough. You slip a couple of times. It's wet. It's just been underwater for a year. But you make your way up to the top. Just make a brain roll.
No.
She makes it up to the top. Somebody else make a brain roll too.
No!
Yes. Oh, really?
What do I see?
Well, you notice the boat rolling back.
Surely couldn't be because of any obvious threats that any of us made right in front of him.
Sure. point out again, had we incapacitated him, that boat would still be here.
It wasn't we'll worry about this later.
It wasn't big enough to carry all that gold anyhow.
That's a good point. Actually, that's something you probably should have thought of on the way here.
Hey, you old boatman, we're coming for you later. You can row, but you can't hide. You will rue this day. There's going to be a lot of ruining going on.
Well, they've never rued like they'll rue that day.
He bites his thumb at you.
Oh, that is it.
Oh, it's on.
It is, yeah. The whole village.
Just
made
a list.
All right. All right. You're on top of this tower. It's about maybe 25 feet in diameter. Maybe a little bigger.
Okay.
50 feet in diameter.
Sounds
good,
great.
Good size tower.
Okay.
Gotta be a whole lot of gold.
Is there a door that leads to the gold?
A lot of gold, which we're going to somehow remove and transport back to land.
Again, something I think about it, we probably should have considered on the way here.
Yeah, right. I don't have pockets. I don't know how to break it to you.
Maybe we can just throw it from here to the door.
Hey, our collection sack.
Maybe there's a boat inside.
Yes, let's go with that. Your God will provide, right?
There is a quartet of beautiful sorceresses that we can seduce and no.
I like that idea.
I like the idea.
There's a big trap door in the little one.
Don't have that many yum-yums.
Alvar will provide. All right. I open the trap door.
Yeah, you open the trap door.
Checking for traps. Pussies.
That's right, D&D.
You open the trap door. Underneath it, you see sort of a black boy.
Got that rope still?
That's right, we do.
I've never seen a black void I wouldn't go into. Anyway,
let's go.
Well, I guess.
Throw the rope in the hole.
Reservations.
I'll propel in.
All right, so you swing down on the black rope.
Black rope?
Into the black void on the rope.
Black void rope.
You keep swinging and keep swinging.
Wow.
You get to the end of the rope.
There's deep down here, guys.
Can't see anything. You don't feel anything under your feet.
Bottom back up. Hold on.
What if you start swinging and seeing if you can feel anything on the side
That's
of the tower?
That's a good plan.
I brought up around the outside.
Well, we can help you swing.
All right. There we go.
This is so
ill-advised. Grondar, swing the rope.
I swing the rope. Yes, I do. I swing like a motherfucker. Some sort of roll as well.
Don't fail.
David. You swing.
I made the roll.
You lose your grip.
What?
Because he swings hard as he backs you up against the wall.
I found the wall.
And you lose your grip on the rope. You start clawing through the wall and find some sort of big iron ring.
I'm pulling the dirt out of my belt.
And you find some kind of big iron ring that you're hanging from. The rope's back over there. It's also pitch black.
What's your situation, Fred?
That's better. In retrospect, I wish I had brought a torch down here with me. So here's the good news. Got an iron ring. Wow.
It might be a gold ring. A gold ring a giant can wear.
If there's a iron ring, the chances are good that there's multiple.
So you can all hang some iron ring.
Go down one at a time.
And do what?
Conceivably reach the bottom.
That is a terrible plan.
That's what I want you to do. Swing the rope to me. I'll grab it. Tie the end of it to the siren ring. You know, I'll tie it up there. And I'll continue to go down. It could be every turn in going.
Where are you?
On the iron ring.
On the iron ring. Near the wall.
Which wall?
It's round. There's only one wall.
Thank you.
You can hear his voice get a vein.
We can hear his voice in a round room 50 feet.
All right, I can do this. Okay.
We can hear his voice from all over.
After several attempts, several what you assume would be near fatal plummets, or several near fatal plummets, you finally get a hold of the end of the rope.
I got it!
Why isn't somebody just tossing down the torch?
Because I'm over to the side. I'm no longer directly under the trap door.
So while they're doing that, I will take the torch.
Okay.
Stick it down there. Look.
Well, it's
a big fucking
room. Lights up a big void. It's at least
it's a big fucking room.
50 feet down.
Tie the torch to the end of the rope.
Actually, right, have you grabbed the rope?
I've got the rope.
You've got the rope?
Tie it. You see fire up above.
I'm going to make a loop on the end of the torch.
Okay.
Make sure that it's tight. I'm going to make that loop around with string. I always carry string.
Okay.
Well established part of his character history. Absolutely. I don't have a lot, but... Okay. That loop around the rope. Say, here comes your torch.
I'll slide
it down. Excellent. So now you're there. You're swinging down here towards the guy, claiming for dear life.
Oh my God!
What are you doing?
Sending you light.
You said you wanted light.
Take it back.
Ow!
So goddamn it.
Alright, I think we need a new plan.
Alright.
Now you can see your arms are getting cut off.
Okay, I at least passed the 100 level course. I'm a character 101. Back it.
Grab the other ring.
Hold on. Light spell. First thing they teach you. I don't even need to use my hands. What's the damn incantation? Hold on.
Alright. You.
Krishna, hurry, hurry. That wasn't it. That was the girl I was with for that semester. Okay, hold on.
A few tries and some stumbling, you get a little bit of light.
All I need is a little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Well, that's better.
What are you going to cast it on? You have to focus it on an object.
Oh, no, okay, of course I do. I'm going to do it on this iron ring.
Okay.
I am touching it. I got a firm hold.
Okay. Cast it on the iron ring.
What the hell do I see around me?
Oh. And boy.
Damn it.
We see a light.
Yeah, no fuck.
Steve, what is it?
And some more rings, just like he said earlier, leading down the side of the wall.
My theory holds.
You feel it, Pat. See some more rings leading down the
side. Three yum-yums, and we have rings.
Wow.
But they're not really, don't look like they were made on a human scale. Look like they were... If they were meant for climbing, they were meant for something much larger than a human to climb.
Right, good.
The nearest ring to you is farther than you can quite reach on the same level. And the one below you is at least 10 feet below. This one.
Looks like we had more rope.
Hey.
Yeah, well,
I'm all right.
We've established that that's the only rope we have.
I think, yeah, I'm afraid that's established.
Do you see any sign of a bottom?
Do you see the gold?
You can really only see down to the next set of...
Goddess! Toss that torch down! They're like, down!
Drop the torch.
He has the torch. I break down the rope to him.
Oh.
Remember?
No, he dodged it. He was holding onto a rail. The torch, as far as I know, is still swinging.
Drop it.
You're swinging it. Wait, it's on the rope. You want me to drop the rope?
No. He's giving me the string. String separate from the rope.
No. String is tied around
the
rope.
Oh, that's right.
So you want me to pull the rope back out?
I thought the rope had gone over...
Oh, God damn it. Hold on. Where did I set the
target? Grab it.
Hold on.
He was clinging to me alive, too, and
I... Sure, I got it.
Yeah. Cling so much. All
right. Hold on. Let me... I'm totally...
What are you whipping out there, son?
I'm going to regret this.
No, you can't see. There's like a little spotlight on it.
That's good.
I'm pulling my belt off. Wrapping around my wrist to the rope so I got a good hold.
All right.
Grabbing my
wrist to the ring.
Wrist to the ring, sorry. Okay. Thank you.
Let's
wrist
be clear.
The ring, grabbing the scimitar and cutting the damn torch off the rope.
Okay, well, it's out there in the middle. Oh, Jesus. Are you going to swing it?
Wait.
Yeah, well, it's like...
Let me do it.
Side wave it down. Come on.
I go down the rope.
God damn it!
Okay.
How much room's on here?
Make a body check. Since as far as I know, you're still holding the rope. And he's climbing down it.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
You're going to climb down the rope. Right onto something.
You're going to climb down a rope.
My plan was to swing it over to him.
I've got the rope already.
You went down the rope.
Okay, I'm obviously not understanding the physical layout of what's going on here.
Okay, let me draw it out for you.
Please.
Here's a tower.
Uh-huh.
Let's say there's a trap door here.
Uh-huh.
There's a ring over here.
Yeah, I see that.
A little thief. Hey.
Right.
With light.
And there's a rope that is sometimes in the middle and sometimes next to
it. Here's a rope hanging down the trap door that you had tried to swing toward him.
Yes.
Yes, that's already swung over to me, I think.
And it swung back and forth, and you avoided it because it was all setting you on fire.
That's right, because we had a torch on it.
And now it is just hanging there.
I got
a torch on it.
All right.
Yeah. And so I'm wondering how he's reaching 25 feet to reach it.
He's not.
Okay.
That's why I said you can't reach it. So
I got you. Okay. I was mistaken on where the rope was, too. So, all right. So.
No, the rope is hanging down straight because
the
forces of physics act upon the rope.
I thought we had swung it over me. That's all right. Never mind. Because that was part of my plan, is take the rope and then knock it down.
The other end of this rope is attached to the hook that is attached to the battlement, right?
Yes.
No, he's holding the other end.
Oh, no, I'm holding it.
Okay.
I'm holding it by the hook.
Hold the rope back up. Let's drop the torch.
Okay.
All
right. Got the torch.
Drop the torch. Let's
drop
see
torch.
How far this thing goes.
Okay. There it goes.
Okay.
And goes. And
goes. For a while. It looks like about 20 feet below where you are.
20 feet?
That's all?
20 feet.
Damn.
But you might not could survive 20 feet onto a big pile of gold. 20 feet onto a winch, no problem.
20 feet. And I've got... 20 feet, I'm 6 foot, so that's like 14 feet. All right.
George is starting to gutter a little.
All right.
If you let go...
I'll do it for style.
If you let go, there's a chance you can then grab onto the next lower ring.
That's a good point. I like it. All right. Let me unwrap my belt from my hand here.
Okay.
Put it back on my... Well, it's not going to go out of that. You really can't put a belt in your pants with one hand.
Thank you for the fashion tip. What are you doing?
Because your pants really like that belt. They aren't cooperating at all.
Okay. God damn it. All right. I'm going to put the belt over my shoulder for now.
Okay.
So that's a good belt. I don't want to lose it. I have a lot of money for that. What was it doing?
I don't know.
But we don't hang it.
I'm pulling my dirk out of my boots.
Okay.
Because it's obviously not on the belt.
Right.
It's you're kissing me.
You still got your sword belt on.
That's right. And Mr. Pants will be back in a second. Think of the masonry. I'm just trying to pull my whole metal slow my descent as I fall down the wall.
Oh, you see, you're going to stick your neck.
Yeah, just straight down. Right. It works on Kansas sales.
Oh, it's a small
circle. I've never tried it before.
I'll get you.
Yeah, no, 20 feet.
20 feet.
What's the word?
You wedge your dagger in between the stones.
Yeah.
Try to do that. The dagger's not really moving.
God damn it.
Set mortar that's hundreds of years old is harder to cut than canvas. Who the fuck is
that? Well, obviously not me. Around my belt. My belt buckle right there looking out of the dirt.
Okay.
Lori in town.
Okay.
Got me another few feet.
Oh, let's roll for physics.
Hey, Thorne.
Yeah.
How much money do you owe me after the game?
Shut up.
No, I have a proposition for you.
Really? Right now?
Yes, right now. I'm willing to knock 100,000 gold pieces off your desk if you can make it to that floor without breaking any bones in the next 5 minutes.
He's a son of a bitch.
What do you say?
He said, you son of a bitch. You sort of missed that.
Do you think I couldn't drop to the floor without breaking anything?
Yeah, that is the implication. That's my way to get.
But did you mean anything?
Your ignorance is only outdone by your arrogance. All right.
You're at the bottom of the bell.
Lock it.
You can feel the other ring with your foot.
Oh, really?
You're guessing you might be able to tangle your pants around there.
I can hook it with my boot and then cartwheel down.
Sure you can. Why don't we see if that works for you?
Any child can do it.
You not only do it, you somehow do it stylish. You shave its mine. I can see it. A vague shadow from the light up on the ring and the light from the torch.
I think he broke his neck.
I'm fine.
Are you dead?
No.
Are you down?
I. Where am I?
You're on a flat concrete earth. Stone surface.
I am down.
Did you land on the gold?
Not as such. Yes, no would be the actual answer for that.
Wait, are you claiming that you have made it down to the floor?
I am claiming definitively that I am on the floor.
How many bones did you break?
Not one, sir.
Really? Well, we'll have to investigate your claim. How can we safely and quickly get down there?
Jump. Stylish acrobatics worked for me. How about you, pal?
Look around you. There's some stairs or anything.
Yeah, you want to do things the easy way all your life. But I'm sorry, I thought it was a bunch of bold and daring adventurers. But I'll see if there's some stairs, sure. Of course there's stairs.
Yes, but they go down.
Oh, yeah, there's stairs, but they go down. Facial reversal wasn't in my curriculum. I'm sorry, that was the advanced level.
You're on a flat surface, and there's stairs going down through, like, another trap door type thing.
Going further down the door? I can call them by myself, yeah, not after all that.
Also, there's nothing holding your pants up.
Yes, if someone could kindly get my belt on the way down, I'd appreciate it.
Kondak, hold the rope.
I hold the rope.
I'm going to go down. I'm going to swing over.
Okay.
Jump.
Okay.
Grab that ring.
Let's see some
rope. Because my gimmick is, look, he can fly.
All right, well, let's see again, girls. Yes. All right. You fly across, grab the ring. There's a belt attached to it, and it's glowing.
The ring,
not the belt. Oh, thank God.
Actually, there's the ring that's glowing, and then right below that, there's a dagger sticking in the wall, and there's a belt attached to the dagger.
Okay. Clamber on down to the next ring. Transfer.
When you get to the bottom of the belt, your feet are about touching the next ring. Or maybe knee level.
I'm going to pull that trick again, drop, grab the ring.
Okay, well,
17.
You can make another gimmick roll to land.
Oh, that I made.
Okay, you, you scream like a girl for a second. They're like, wait, it's not that far. I can do this, and manage to land in a way that doesn't cause any major damage.
Nice power they got here.
No, look at this.
I see that now.
Something about setting the stomach home here. The bell timer is still.
Sorry.
Can I borrow your staff there for a moment?
Sure.
Thank you. Swinging, trying to knock my belt.
Okay. Leave the bell there.
No. Please let him pull his pants up.
I don't want to frighten any observers, you know.
I'm very uncomfortable.
Yeah, giant snakes are pretty common in these adventure type stories.
All right, now, you can knock the belt off, but it is attached to sharp pointy things. So make some sort of body roll to not be stabbed in the head. Or you actually knock the belt off, the belt comes down, you catch it in one hand, the dagger by the hilt in the other hand. Pull your pants up in one swift motion.
Thank right. God.
You two are both
in your hole again.
You two are both down on the floor?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to go down the rope, swing on the rope, grab the ring, drop to the next ring.
Go take a couple of them. Okay. Go take two.
So do you want to catch the...
All this time, you've been holding the
rope. Well, I'm
yes, I have.
Okay, you can hold the torch.
Is it getting heavy yet?
Hold the torch.
Are these guys heavy yet?
They're all down now.
Great.
I don't know how you're getting down.
Neither do I.
Because there's a ring on the top side of the trap door.
Hook.
Okay, I'll put the hook to the trap door ring,
which will close the door.
Dirty.
Will it make the story awesome?
Yes!
Then I'm going to do it anyway!
That's the right attitude.
Because what could possibly go wrong closing our only escape hatch?
Takes you a minute to figure out exactly the physics of it.
So I'm going to lie
attaching
here.
The rope.
Okay. And I'm like...
Because the key is you have to get through the door before it snaps shut. And keep the hook on the rope. It's more difficult than it sounds.
I'm going to put the hook through. Tie a knot.
You can hurry up. That would be great. All right, so let me see.
Which one of us held the rope while everybody else climbed down?
We all appreciate your hard work. Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah.
You're still hanging from the ring, aren't you, Chris?
No, I made it.
I tied it.
Okay.
And I begin to climb down the rope. So climbing.
Okay.
I'm climbing.
Get to the end of the rope. How far is it down from here? About 20 feet-ish. Maybe a little more.
I'm a bad motherfucker.
We'll catch you! Jump! Right? There's three of us, we can catch him.
Yeah, right.
I let go.
Okay. That's the expert! You actually land and draw your axe in the sweeping motion, just in case there's anything dangerous here. What makes dashing do it?
I'm patting it down, technically.
Wait, I'm sorry, this is sorcery.
You look like a panther or some other panther. That's the other thing in Conan, Tom.
Don't sleep.
He's always
a panther or a wolf.
All right, what about your leg?
My leg's fine.
Let's see it.
Never better.
Where do these stairs go?
Stand on one leg.
That's good, see?
Now the other leg.
Okay, on your side.
Oh,
yeah,
all right. Zay, Alec,
Hey! I'm going down the stairs, come on.
Yes, sir, stop.
Down the stairs.
I'm taking your Sherlock gold.
All right.
We're coming. No need to get crazy. All
right.
Hey, listen, Thorn, I've been thinking.
Yes,
I think we may have made some regrettable mistakes.
Get out.
It occurs to me. Piles and piles of gold. How are we going to get them back to the village? Also, there's no boat. How are we going to get ourselves back to the village? Also, I believe the rope is still badly up there.
Oh, wait. way they wouldn't, the fallen kingdom, which I'm not kind of sure how it fell, I'm sure it was a perfectly legit reason.
Well, not, because they had no standard.
They would not have made a tower with no way to get out. That's faulty design. One, only one exit, that's not safe, is what that is.
There, nothing goes.
This is a tower that rises from the sea one day out of every year. Do you really think safety is their top priority?
Now, granted, the definition of the safety has changed over the millennia. I'm sure a way will present itself.
All right.
It always has in the past.
Can't argue with that. Let's go.
I'm more of a doer than a thinker, really.
Really?
Yeah, you'd be surprised, but it's true.
Yeah, you heading down the stairs?
Yes, I am!
Alright, let's follow that man.
There's a short-ish flight of stairs, and then it levels off into a hallway that goes left or right. Did somebody pick up the torch?
Absolutely not.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
So, that's, you're in a hallway.
Hallway. Alright, what do you say? Left? Right?
Works for me.
Why not split up?
No, right.
Splitting the party? That's always a great idea. All right, we'll go whatever direction.
Let's go right.
Right sounds right.
Okay. Go right for about, let's say, 20 feet. There's a door to your left, a door to your right, and a door straight ahead.
Wait a minute.
No, wait.
No, I'm not. I walk straight to the first door and fling it open with my axe in my hand.
You fling it open.
Right, the way it was intended.
Well... You'll notice two things.
Is the sea rushing in through it?
No.
Okay.
All right.
But the scenery has changed from work stone to sort of a grotto with stalagmites and stalactites. In the center of it, there is a there's an eerie glow to it, strange mosses or something.
Phosphorant fungus and mosses?
Phosphorant fungus, yes.
Always have.
And in the center, there is a statue of this half-fish, half-man with a big trident looking real angry. And
I'm sure in my magical dabbling, I've run across that image before.
Try it.
No!
That's a...
That's a big old 20.
That's a rawr, 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 God of fire and evil.
Oh my God, a rawr, 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 God of fire and evil. Hiding underwater where we'd never suspect him. God, he's devious. Oh, Lord.
That's a priest.
I know shit about religion.
You recognize this.
Yeah.
With our holy, it's a statue of Picus, god of the sea, a fisherman.
You might think it was the god of fire if you were stupid.
Right, the god of not.
But in fact, that is the god of pike, the god of the sea. You see how he looks kind of fish-like and he has a trident?
Well, rawr, it's crafty.
Are you sure you didn't break your brain in the fall?
Not really.
All right.
Besides, that's not a bone.
So what if I did?
This is money.
Is the statue made of
No. It's made of coral.
Oh, coral. What's the market value on coral?
Not very good.
The crap.
Not really used for much.
Anything else in the room? Impresses the ladies. Cheap ladies, that is.
That's better
to see anything else. Yeah.
From the doorway. I go in the room to look around.
I assumed you already had. Yeah, let's go in.
Yeah, you wouldn't open
that door and not go in.
Power here like cowards.
Like some seashells and a couple of starfish.
It's only a sad
is there any gold?
No.
Are there any boats?
No.
This room is useless to me.
Next room.
Okay.
Kick over the door.
The grotto seems to go for a ways to the back as you're searching it.
And then at the end of it, there's a waterfall kind of coming in.
Really?
And a little stream flows out. It's like...
Okay, so the stream is flowing. The waterfall comes into here?
Into here and also
and storm out. Well, there's our exit. It follows us.
Into the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes great sense. Thanks.
What? Well, you can't swim?
I can't hold my breath underwater for the miles and miles it will take us to swim back to shore.
Well,
you don't go water all the way back to shore. You go to the surface first.
Thank you, Gar.
Yes, it's
sure.
Logic.
Okay.
That's why you got to focus on doing, not complaining.
See, that's why you have a staff, because to float. Axes, not so good for floating.
Axes are great for rowing, if we could find a boat.
Well, let's keep looking. Come on, man, come on.
Right. Boat under the sea.
Sure, why not?
Next row, next row.
Sea boat, that's crazy.
Next row, man, next row.
All right. There's a room, a door to your right and a door to your left, or you can go straight back down the hall.
I turn to my right and fling open the door.
All right, there's a huge lobster thing. Roll off.
Whatever you want. Now we're talking.
This body or my combat?
Your combat. Max man, I guess.
Yeah, I'm great.
Okay, what's your roll?
12.
You managed to cleverly dodge the giant lobster pincer as it scuttles towards you.
Excellent. It looks like something I should kill.
Probably. Or shut the door. It can't make it through this doorway. It's way too large. Well, your call.
If a monster's there, it's got to be guarding something.
Good point.
That's what might take. I bellow a fierce war cry and swing my mighty axe.
What's that war cry sound like?
Not fit for human ears.
Okay. You run in. Good back doing it. But it gives you this big picture. 9 points for
Lord. Wow.
I'm catching you in its grasp.
Is that half your hit points?
Yes,
yes,
I'm trapping you in its pincery grasp. Try not to!
Oh, my God, my blade!
Swing my scimitar at the eye stalks.
Hey, roll it.
I swing at,
12.
I'm doing it to thing's claw to try and free Grondax.
It's being ganged up on, so, that's going to be a failure. You cut off the eye stalk. Now there's a blind monster trying to move you toward its maw.
I get a quirky success.
Hold on. What are you doing?
I was attacking with a sword.
I was attacking its claw so it would let go of him. All
right.
And I'm going to attack
you. You run at it with your claw and you don't seem to do any damage. Your sword kind of sticks in its carapace. Make a brain roll.
I succeed with a 6.
But you think you might have enough of a grip that you might be able to pry off its hardened armor shell. Exposing the fleshy, tasty part. What are you doing?
I'm attacking the giant maw.
Okay. All right, roll it.
Underneath. Six.
That will beat what he got. You hit it, and it goes going around.
Hopefully break its jaw.
No, he didn't hit it that hard.
Damn it.
And it's flailing. It's got you trapped. Okay, it flails you into a wall for a point of damage. Everybody, what's everybody doing now?
I want to try and feel this thing open. Get
okay.
The fleshy bits underneath.
Feeling?
Once he's got that exposed, I'm going to stab at its flaky white flesh.
All right, roll. Don't fail.
I succeed with a 9.
You got to slice your sword and a big chunk of armor comes off. Just in time for...
7.
That's going to be enough... You pull toward through the fleshy, tasty-looking white meat into what you assume is its crustacean brain.
Woohoo!
Drops you.
Oh! And falls to the floor.
Ah! Evil crustacean warrior.
I think I need first aid.
I think you do.
I'd like to do some, like, bandaging on myself.
Hey, can you bandage?
I have a +3 in first aid.
Well, then.
Is that, like...
Brain?
Brain? Okay. Don't fail me now. Yes, I succeed with an 8.
All right. As a manly warrior, you get back 8 points of damage.
Wow!
Wow, that is a hell of a great first aid.
People heal fast in this world.
Oh, testosterone.
Yeah.
Accelerates the healing.
I'm feeling much better now. Is there any gold in this room?
You just take the torch to that giant guy. Oh, I'm all right now.
let's look in the room.
Okay, look around the room. There is some gold.
Uh-oh.
Lying in that pile of bones. Over the corner.
What kind of bones?
Oh, all kinds of bones.
Human bones?
Mostly human bones.
Pre-human bones? Degenerated human
bones? Not mostly human bones.
No, human.
These poor souls fell beneath the claws of that monster, but...
We should take their gold to honor them.
But we have the god on our side.
I have the god. Look, the bones are sort of laying off over, and then behind it, you've got beach, and it goes down to the water. Up above, you see a cavern. Almost like you're under the water level in an underground cave system of some sort.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Strange. There's a pile of bones, there's a couple of rusty daggers, and some gold.
We take the gold.
Silvers. Copper, but it's all green and gross from all the...
You're the copper.
You're the copper. We'll leave the copper for the next group of treasure hunters to come through here. Let them have it.
Well, the cavern above.
In here? No. We've got the gold. There's no boat.
It's not much gold.
We could either explore that cavern.
Teaser gold. Let's go find some more.
We could either explore Yon Cavern. Yon.
Yon.
Or we could explore...
But you're pretty much seeing the whole cavern.
Obviously, there's a cavern above.
You see the top, you're in a cavern.
Oh, okay, so it extends. I got you.
Like the roof is cathedral
ceiling.
Impact.
Okay, and there's a beach and water under here?
Right.
Okay, so an underground.
Yes.
An underground. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess the only logical option is Yon Door.
Aye, Yon Door.
Verily.
No. Towards Yon Door. You know, maybe we could make a boat. Out of that lobster.
I'm not willing to completely dismiss that idea. I have a feeling once this tower starts sinking... I mean, we don't want to rule any options out. So, okay. Lobster boat, still on the table.
I concur.
Good teamwork. Good teamwork.
Motion passed.
Yon door
it is. Yon door you go.
I march right up to the door and step aside.
Okay.
Somebody else can go through it first.
Unpredictable and wild.
I kick the door open.
You kick the door open.
This is actually a room. Smallish room. And against the back wall are some bars going floor to ceiling. And behind those bars, what look to be several women folk.
Stand back, man. There could be dangerous.
Hello, ladies. He missed.
I walked over.
Isn't that just the way it is? Whitey opens the door and gets a whole room full of women. That man opens the door and a giant lobster ton across him.
Make a brain roll.
I succeed with a 12.
Why, those aren't just any women. Those are the self-same horse. And
he sex with back in Cromdor?
Well, that's
or Throg.
That's a bird alike.
God, President!
He's about to follow us here.
Hello?
Hello? It has a lot of good loving.
Ladies?
Oh, thank God you've come again. Help us out.
Oh, Zing.
What brings you here to this mysterious tower?
We were captured by minions of Pycus.
Minions of Pycus?
Yes.
Brought you here.
Brought us to this horrible tower. Please help us and let us out.
We'll need help rowing the lobster boat.
Good call.
Do you have our stuff that you stole?
They took that.
Rebuttal.
But they obviously need our help.
Yeah, why? With the minions of Pycus. Kidnap the filthy horse. He's not quick.
No, they have no tavern, no alcohol. We know that they just don't enjoy fun.
Doesn't it seem possible that this is a trick?
In an infinite universe, anything is possible.
No. I don't want to hear your university talk. I'm just saying, there's a lobster monster in that. Couldn't there perhaps be some sort of magical trick in this room?
Then we better save them before the lobster monster comes.
You're not listening.
Yeah, he is. He's just listening with the wrong brain.
What if it's not really them?
What?
It's not really the filthy horse.
There's only one way to make sure.
But it's in fact some hard time.
Wait, you might. Are you suggesting it might be some kind of magical illusion?
Yes!
I didn't think you bad in illusion class. hold on. Hey, who's got some. Anyone got some iron filings? Of course you do. I've got some right here. Oh, wow, let me draw this scrawl here if I had a candle. And, oh, there we go.
Well, ladies, we'll be right with you.
Oh, Rob, hold on, there's Derek Lip. Don't mind me.
Please help us, our brave.
I know, babies, I'm watching. I gotta do it safely. You know?
Oh, you're safe. Oh, what do you do? From here on out.
Okay.
Wait. Hold on. While he's doing all of this, I asked Helga to lift up her dress to see if there are any identifying marks I recognize.
Yes, in fact, there are.
Yep, that's them.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
It's my way to the final incantation of the illusion detection spell. Basic. One of y'all. Version one.
Go ahead, but that's them.
All right, hold on. Kazam. Fuck, it tickles. I don't know. I'm pressing it.
It looks like
this. I'm pressing it. I don't know.
We should still not turn it up anything.
Just like
the
final.
The candle should go green if it's...
You're right, yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, I trust them. I gotta go with my boy Scrondock here. Knuckle up. Bam, all right.
There's a ring of keys hanging on the wall farthest from the cell.
I got this covered.
Well, I'm going to sit over here with my sword in case, I don't know, a monster shows up.
Whatever, Mr. Cynic.
Just let me know if you hear any monsters in the room.
By the way, you can have
that back. You know. Go ahead. You know.
Yeah, flapping swashbuckler here. I don't think everything's a trap immediately. I don't try to keep that cynical, facetious attitude. I like to be a little trusting eye again. I know the keys. Hold on, ladies. Look at you right now.
I want to remember her name.
You know what? Come here with... Never mind.
You open the door?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Walk out and run to their respective jobs.
No, they're all coming here.
Okay.
That's the way you want to play.
Oh,
they all run to you.
What, really?
Oh, thank you, Cordon, for transforming into half-winded, half-snake.
Oh, no!
You saw this coming.
Why didn't you warn us?
I take one for that.
There are snake women attacking you.
Is it the first time this has happened?
No!
Okay.
What's everybody doing? You can declare first.
I guess I'm going to try and...
I don't want to sit here and be smoked.
I'm going to swing a mighty axe at the wall of the snake woman.
Hold on. I'm leaping to the left. I'm jumping around and trying to slash one from behind.
Okay.
So swing of the mighty scimitar.
Leap towards, bash one in the back of the head.
I'm going to say,
what's wrong, mighty so cynical? Roll from the body axe.
Okay. Yes, I succeed.
But the snake woman blocks you.
Oh,
with her trident.
Now they got tridents.
Yes, right. Magically
blast.
Curse it!
He had them the whole time, and they were hidden by the illusion. Disguised the illusion.
Well, I sort of was.
It must be a powerful illusion to get through my medial level magic.
One
on one. Yeah, so anyway, swing, swing, swing. 16.
Well, that's much. Is that a success?
That isn't a success.
Oh, well, you... And you're coming from behind.
Yeah.
Surprise attack. Oh, you chopped the head off.
Is there a fountain of blood?
Yes, there is. But even with it being a half-snake, hideous monster, it still looks like the girl you had the height of anonymous sex with not so long ago. And
single tongue.
You're a softie.
I rolled an 18
you
and I'm
bitter softie.
You
so there I am.
The snake girl.
The snake girl turns around and bites you for 8 points. Make a body roll.
Right on.
Oh, good for you. All right.
So we are never going to hear the end of this.
New round. Oh, wait. I've still got two snake ones.
You do have
two. Excellent. Roll it.
13.
All right. She comes at you. But you're too fast with your mighty axe. You take a small chunk out of her scaly nether parts. Just as you swing the axe, though, the other one's coming right at you. Remember, you're minus two.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, in fact, it's worse than you think. Right.
Is that better?
Slightly.
Is that better?
Well, that takes it down to 7 points damage.
Damn!
Or four.
Okay, four it is.
And you still need to make a body roll.
12.
Okay, you're good.
How many points did you say?
Four.
Four.
Right. After all the yum-yums. Okay. What's everybody... New round, what's everyone doing?
I am jumping at one of the snake women.
Yeah, that was sad for a minute, but there's other snake women.
I don't know them.
Yeah.
I'm jumping at the one who just bit him from behind, trying to get her from behind while I'm throwing my dirk at the other one.
Okay. The other one that bit him?
The two that are attacking him, yes.
Okay.
Because I'm free.
And you're Axon.
I'm Axon.
The one that just bit you or the other one that you previously hit?
The one I previously hit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hit her in the back of the head.
All right.
I'll attack one of them.
Which one?
Oh, he's got two, right?
He's got two on him.
I'll attack one of those.
Which one?
The one that hasn't been hurt, or been hurt less.
Yeah, there's one.
The one that bit him.
Yeah.
Okay, the one that bit him. All right. You get to go first, because you're in the middle of this hot, snaky,
hot, sexy,
hot, sad, ashy,
snaky action.
Oh, freaking... Oh, I missed!
He you miss?
I miss.
Oh, she's too angry for you.
I shaved my beard for you.
Well, you look different.
I'll give you one for that. Because you look sad not having any. She was snakily. God is your attack attacks and it bites you again. For 5 points this time. And in fact, another body roll.
Yeah.
Thank God. You're attacking she got him again.
She's getting the scimitar while the dirk's going at the other one.
All right.
I realize
you're going to have to spend the yum yum to do two attacks.
I can do that. No problem.
That'll be the rule for that.
Okay, no problem. Take a bite out of this. One attack for one roll for both, or?
No, two separate rolls.
First one's a 12, which succeeds. Scimitar.
Okay, and that's a failure. That's with the scimitar.
Yeah.
And you see the one just fall in half.
Okay.
Flashing blue blade cuts through the...
Sparking in the light.
All right, the dagger.
And like a silver streak through the air.
Wow.
9.
That's a success?
Yeah.
Well, she rolled a critical failure. The dagger hits her, and she goes head first. She, feels it and starts running and just strikes head first into the cement wall.
Oh,
falls unconscious.
That was awesome.
10.
That's better than a 6. You bash her again.
Good. I hit her for the first time.
Actually. Oh, okay. She turns around at you. What are you doing?
Slashing with the sword.
All right. You have to change course, but...
I succeed with an 8.
All right. You hit the snake woman. She says, she rears up and goes for you. Roll to defend.
I succeed with an 18.
Well,
then. You gave us that plus 200, right?
Yeah, I know. You just chop her head right off.
I don't even make it look like a big deal. Because I'm still shaking my head at these guys.
3 chopped up steak women and 1 unconscious on the floor.
And then
their
body falls down, and then the guys are flushed.
All right. Blood and snake parts all over the room. Some of it here, blood. Quite a bit of blood, actually.
I'd like the roll.
God, I can't look too well.
Nope.
A little beat up, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get 4 points back.
Okay, I'll take them.
I have a snake hickey.
Do I have to wait before I can... apply first aid to him?
No, you can...
I can just... okay.
Back a skill.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so...
You get 6 points.
6 points back, or...?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a manly man, just a little...
A single bandage is...
Oh, a single torch to the chest.
Exactly.
I ain't trying to get around and go about your business.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you couldn't heal up so much. You're in a tourniquet territory now.
All right, so... what were these obviously malicious creatures guarding, I wonder?
Mm. Well, she has the same tattoo. How was I supposed to know?
I got to investigate the...
Luckily, I'm not one to say I told you so.
Well, even a child can tell you that...
a priest...
illusion casting monster just grab those images out of your brain and construct them. I'm surprised you didn't know that. Yeah, I'm checking out the checking out the cell.
You know, these sort of creatures, they're somewhat dangerous. They prey on the feeble minded, basically.
Okay. Roll it.
You're right, he's not gonna
make a search roll.
Oh, okay. Not at all.
All right.
That's a failure.
Okay, you find nothing. Some straw.
It's empty, guys. I don't know what's going on here.
God,
you guys are so non-trusting.
Yeah.
Not perhaps unwarranted.
5. 6.
Six.
All right, you guys both spotted at the same time. I'm hidden amidst the straw and snake scales and food remnants. You find the set of keys. Jingle, jingle, jingle.
Well, those could be keys, too.
Who knows?
What we did, and we'll shut the door and see if we can figure it out.
Well, we got the keys that I opened it with.
Why don't you give those to me for safety?
Those are all the way across the
room.
Yeah, you do have those, yeah.
Wait, are these identical keys, or am I...
They locked themselves in!
Oh! Wow, okay. Crafty snake.
Yeah, you got that? Never real. Real.
But I feel stupid.
Can't imagine why. Moving on.
Back down the hall, boy.
I think I'm more wily than learned.
Back down the hall. Right.
We've opened all the doors, haven't we?
At this end of the hall.
Oh, wow.
Who knows? At the other end of the hall, there might be a giant lobster that'll bite you in half.
Lobsters don't bite, they pinch.
You go through the door first.
Fine, whatever.
Yeah. Fine, I'll go through
the goddamn door. Yeah. Fine about this.
Make a brain roll.
Bobby?
Everybody.
Oh! That's success.
That's nice.
With a
lot of water. I didn't notice here.
That's a quirky success.
Okay, I can be quirky on this. You guys, well, you three, he's like whistling to himself. He's all smug about calling the illusion. Little smart ass remarks to you. Oh, no, they're the whores we got so much.
They'll look alike after a while.
Oh, they need them. We love them.
Actually, that according to precedent, you should have been in love with him because they fell off from the grave.
Yeah.
And look how they have
us. It was only one night they stole our stuff.
Yeah.
Break with tradition.
Meaning love is a little stronger word.
Love is slightly different in context. So. But you three hear a chanting coming. About the time you pass the staircase, you hear a chanting coming from the other end of the hall. You recognize the language, you think.
Metalinguistics. What is it?
You've never heard it spoken.
Yeah, not used to.
But if you were going to guess how it would be pronounced, it is Old Fangorian.
Old Fangorian? Wow.
Language of one of the ancient empires that was crushed by the mighty fist of Ramdar the Magnificent. Ramdar the Brutal, because this is Sword and Sorcery.
Well, that hasn't been spoken in 5,000 years.
Look at you.
You're witnessing history, my friends.
What are they saying?
Sorry, what?
Don't you hear the chanting?
The what?
The droning chanting?
How did they point it out?
Oh, yeah.
That's the resonance.
I'm not going to Facebook it!
So, learned university...
What does this mean?
What does it drop out all the time? It's worth pointing out I was a dropout, but still, yeah.
How come you're a dropout when you don't know the answer, but when you think you're onto something, man, you are the best student there?
Hypocrisy. At any rate... Okay. So I was used in magical rituals... of the forgotten cults of the nameless ones.
So it has nothing to do with, like, this way to the gold.
Did you actually have a role before you said that, or did you just,
Of course I did.
Oh, you did make your own.
Yes, I did.
In that case, you would know that it was not, in fact, used in... It was, in fact, a language of us coastal people. Strongly associated.
No, wait, I'm sorry, I got the...
With the cyclopean god Picus.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Half sorry. Man, half fish who rules over the sea.
I got that confused. Let me.
This green lobster pet.
Let me reiterate that.
Hot, sexy, half snake with a snake arrow.
Oh, wait, now this occurs to you.
I would have thought they'd be speaking it still.
Right. Saw a giant crab, a statue of Picus, and hot, sexy snake women.
Picus known to be evil? Padre?
Oh, those assholes back in the thinking village.
Well, there's a fine line.
Let me try it.
Yes, asshole and evil.
I'm trying to dredge up my knowledge. I got
He's a sea guy. He's a force of nature, really.
Tempestuous?
He doesn't really care much about human life or anything.
He's not a laid-back gum like Alvar.
He's
all storm and lightning, and sometimes it's calm, and sometimes it's terrible.
Fickle, like a woman.
Yeah, fickle like a woman.
I see you're more
high-carried, like a little force of nature.
Or more uncanny like the sea.
So you're saying Tychus is just like a woman, is that what you're saying?
I did not say that.
How loudly did you say
that? I said pretty loudly, I don't really do a lot quiet.
Thorn, I did not say that.
I think you guys are having this discussion, you feel the firmament shaking.
I wonder how that moon's doing.
And the chanting seems to get louder.
Mm.
Almost like it's coming to a crescendo.
Let's look into this.
Yeah.
Orgiastic climax of evil.
I like the first part of that.
Not the end.
The end never is fun. Well, anyway.
Evil money shot.
Let's go check out this chanting.
I agree.
You go down the hallway. There's a door at the end.
I believe I had an agreement.
I'm pretty sure that's where the chain.
I had an agreement of conduct that I would open the next door.
I believe you.
I'm a man of my word, if nothing else.
There's
good. All right, here we go. I kick in the door and run and hide behind Krondok.
You see all these robed figures kneeling on the ground, chanting. Around a pool. Large pool. 20 feet wide. It's an eerie, almost otherworldly glow coming from the pool.
Do they respond at all when we burst in?
No.
Well, this should be easy, then.
Pray, Spikers. Pray, Spikers. Hello, everybody. Hello.
Oh, we're not too late.
Oh, this scan again. Okay.
As you're...
Just like an allegory. Okay, I gotcha. Okay.
You see something starting to rise from the center of the pool.
Hey, gang, we're a little late. Sorry about that. We got caught up. So if anybody can catch us up to speed.
They don't seem to
anybody?
Know
anybody? Something's rising from the pool. I see. We can just pause for a moment. Get us all caught up. That would be ideal.
They keep going. Other thing is, you see it's a large reptilian head. Just a gigantic snake thing coming up out of the pool.
I grew puddle.
How do I make this quick?
Close the door and go.
That's one option.
I mean, I'm not there. You can roll to defend.
Is it the crate of gold in the corner of the room?
Oh,
can I
no.
Can with my sword?
Yes, you can.
Good.
It's this giant snake. Towers over and just strikes at you.
Oh, couldn't have sword sorcery without a giant snake.
No, of course not.
I defend myself with my sword with a 16.
Well, you do a pretty good job. You cut the giant snake.
Wow.
It hisses. What's everybody else doing?
I rolled a 1.
Okay. You come up and hit the giant snake with your axe and then fall into a sort of pile of cultists and slide off into the pool.
I'm in the water?
You're in the water, and the water seems to be pretty deep. We'll get back to you.
Krondok, that's a terrible idea.
I finally have enough room to actually do something. I'm going to go running in, use my pole, vault onto the snake's head, and start belaboring it.
That's a body roll, I guess, plus staff.
He's got a gimmick on
him. I have a gimmick of how he can fly.
Okay.
Plus staff. And I made it 7.
You vault. He flies in the air and coming on top of the snake's head. That was very acrobatic.
I start killing cultists.
Not too hard.
Sort of one head, hurt the other like a
chaser. There's a couple floating in the pool that he dragged in when he went in. They seem honestly not notice that there's a giant battle with a snake.
Three feet, bloody feet.
Giant snake, spike and spike, cultists.
Wow. Make a roll.
Oh, God. What happens to this point? 18. 16.
You think I like 4 cultists. You're a crazy amount of death.
You feel more like a man now?
Oh, my God. Killing defenseless. You betcha. Just to make you feel like a man, like sliding, penetrating, sharp steel into willing flesh.
You've already defended, but you've taken your...
I want to lunge mightily at the snake with my sword.
Because it is much easier for everybody to have an action than to do the standard. You lunge mightily.
16.
All right. You cut the snake again. He yells.
A loud snake.
Fortunately, he's... It hisses. All right. New round. What's everybody going to do?
Pretend. Okay.
I assume you're going to slice at it with your sword.
I am.
Hit it, and you're going to kill more cultists?
That's great.
Well, let's keep on that.
Yeah.
Sounds fair. Right. 16 with 15.
You mightily swing at the snake, crushing through its hard scales, causing blood to spurt out all over you.
Oh, yes.
Your turn. The snake's still up, but
11.
It's sort of dizzy and its head's bobbing around. 11?
11.
Well, you bash it on the head, and it comes tumbling to the ground right towards you.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Two?
You barely escaped the giant snake with the acrobat astride it as it lands with a dull thud on the stone floor. You think you're almost done with the cultist now?
Chop, 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 chop.
Make a brain roll.
Brain, my one weakness.
By the way, I should probably mention that the entire thing place is shaking horribly. Stones are starting to fall off the ceiling.
Like
you're in a pool.
I just came with a 9.
All right. You know, you recognize some of these people. They look like people you saw in the village.
What?
Yeah.
Not precisely like people you saw in the village, but there's a family resemblance, because most of these people look a lot alike.
Inbred, yeah.
Yeah.
These
are simple coastal vision people.
I'm thrown in the gene pool, then.
I don't think the gene pool is what they needed.
You're in the pool.
Yes,
sorry, I'm in first.
Yeah.
Alright, you see something. Make a body roll to see if you can report back on what you see, or if you in fact drown.
No, I succeed.
Alright, you fall into the pool, and you see, below the pool, so much gold and gemstone, rubies and diamonds and sapphires, silver, magical looking, unrusted swords and stuff. And then you pull yourself back up into the air, because that's what you breathe.
I found the gold.
And you notice that the ceiling seems to be falling all around you.
Huh.
How much gold are we talking?
Just gold!
More gold than we've ever seen!
So much gold!
Really?
Yes!
All that weakness.
It does not fit
in. Gold, yeah.
I like my gold, but really, most creature comforts of the flesh.
Yes, you're dodging constantly. There's just chunks of masonry.
Any other exits around here?
You don't see it.
I dive in the pool. I'm trying to get some gold and come back up.
You can get some gold and come back up.
Okay, right. I'd like to do that too.
I got
to
have gold.
Something to show for myself.
Great.
There's so much more.
So much more gold.
I'm weeping heartfelt tears.
Oh, there's a rumbling.
But we have to go.
No, I'm gone. No, I'm not going to the water.
Okay.
I'm a hedonist. Those comforts of the flesh, I need.
All right.
Don't work with it.
Quick. Do snakes float?
Yes.
Sea snakes do if their swim bladder's active and...
You're pretty sure your swim bladder was one of the things you snapped. You begin to see water coming through the holes in the basin.
We're going to have to get out of here.
All right.
Hear a rushing sound.
Here's the thing. The water rise eventually will lift us up to the top of the tower.
After we get up the stairs, I show people out of the way and start running.
Yep. I'll follow
I'm
him.
Running. I'm running.
Okay. All right. You guys are running to the top.
Trying to figure out
how much the water physics work.
I don't know. Since the hatch is closed,
we'll float up to the point we can lift it up. It's all. Don't look at me like that, Evan.
You assume you're going to be floating slowly. The precise determinant for getting the trajectory. I think that might be the problem.
There's, in fact, water rushing behind you as you make.
Oh, hell, okay, well.
Rumbling, you're to the stairs. It's decision time, boys.
So you're saying there were other places we could go out because we saw the water leave.
The water's got to go out somewhere.
Go!
All right, bucket, let's go.
Go!
Towards the stream.
Towards the waterfall stream.
Okay. Let me make it clear, the stream did not exit with any room.
You have to submerge.
Underwater.
What about the shore and the cavern?
Yeah, that had air above it.
That seems like a great place to go.
Okay.
I like the, let's go.
We're running.
We're running fast.
You run fast. You're on the shore. What do you do?
I don't know.
The water is rushing.
Again, that water's got to come in somewhere.
It's coming in the door behind
it. Into the water from the in the lake there.
Yes, it does.
That's what I'm hearing. There's got to be some kind of.
Hey, you just kind of hope that cabin enters just above the surface and big enough for you to not be smashed against the cavern wall.
I like those odds.
I like those odds. Anybody else want to like those
odds? I really like those odds.
Yeah. It is a harrowing. You guys just went out in the water, up from the mast, as the waves come around. Jetting you out. You think You're underwater. You can't see anything. It's kind of like the end of Weather, Where Art Thou? And then you kind of get pressured up to the surface as you see the tower sinking back in.
Swim! It actually worked!
Of course it worked!
I'm floating out in the middle of the ocean now.
All right,
new problem. Not a long way out in the middle of the ocean.
New problem. Swimming's healthy for you.
It is.
You are an early man of adventure. You can swim back to shore.
Absolutely.
Sure, yeah, Chael wants to do it with full chainmail. Stop the.
I got my knife to get my ass on the way.
Stop all the monsters, I believe.
What's that?
Chael.
Yes.
Swim, slap his armor.
He did.
Only lost because he stopped to kill every monster in the sea.
You swim back to shore.
Sorry, the entire ecosystem was awful.
You're worn out of breath. Sort of just don't so much stand up. It's just kind of let yourself be washed up onto the beach. And you look up to see boots all around you.
Great, Alvar.
Hello, boys.
Well, shit.
Is that real connected leather those are made out of?
You thought we wouldn't make it. You'll be happy to know. We have defied expectations.
Do you have the treasure?
Who? What?
Are these the townspeople?
No, not at all.
Oh, these are sorry.
I black armored merchants.
I thought you were someone else. I'm sorry. Who are you?
All that is important is that you give us the treasure.
I don't know what treasure you're talking about. We were merely out for a leisurely nice swim.
Good for the blood and the heart. Cardio.
Yeah.
Soaking this giant wound across my chest.
Oh, the salt water sterilizes it.
Absolutely. It's very healthy.
I told you they wouldn't be able to get it. No one's ever gotten it. You didn't get the treasure then.
No.
Not yet.
If you wait a year, it should be easy.
In that case, I suppose we're done with you. Tide rises in about an hour. You might want to get off the beach, buddy.
And they go,
really? Yeah. Can't wait till we slam partly.
How businessman.
What the hell is that
all about? You guys are too exhausted to pursue. But you look up.
What was that about, guys?
You look up as they're walking away. Uh-huh. And you hear the words, I told you they'd never make it. Roll, brain. Or actually, don't. No. You recognize him. He was one of the members of the merchant clan that destroyed your family's
goods.
What?
Get back here!
You recognize this right as he gets on his horse.
He's crawling in the sand. Get back here! I'll have you! Get you to hell!
I thought they were very reasonable.
Shut up!
Because you've got a pocket full of something.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you. I don't know anything.
I believe what you meant when they find a book.
No! You know what else? He still owes you $100 million. So it's like, no, I
hate you all. Seriously.
Don't worry. Even though you owe me all that money, the first round's still on me.
As soon as we get to a town,
with a tavern.
Yes, by the way, I probably killed several other family members. You probably should skip this town, really.
Then I guess that means we don't have our horses.
Why?
Sure we do.
Why?
We left them in town.
And that's going to stop us how? Besides, isn't there
a guy with a boat and wheel with that escape? All right. Let's get our horses and clear out of town.
Right, I did. So there's players, there's murder,
some there's food and ale and witches, and I want to be there and as far from here as possible.
Back to Target.
you get to the mountain pass, of course. All the guys stand. Oh, well, you guys go on. What's there? I can back you.
Very reasonable. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Go where you need to go, sir.
You're the leader, right? Oh, no.
You know, you might be able to convince them that you're their new captain.
No, there can't be much of a living in this. No heroism.
Really, can't be that many people come to the shitty world.
Except once a year. I bet they come out here just.
They're like farmers. Every day life. Like a tourist trade. It's about that time. Let's go up to the pass. Try to rob the adventurers. Because I can't help somehow for throwing in a course like them.
Well, you know, we didn't get the treasure. But we spent some gold coins and we made some gold coins. So in the end, we came out even.
We did have an adventure.
We get to get some horses, and we did get to kill some monsters.
Well,
yeah. Remember the time we fought that giant snake?
Oh my God!
I remember some of us killed monsters, and some of us slaughtered unarmed supplicants.
They're armed with dark magic. You couldn't tell. You're not trained.
Really? It looked like they were sort of standing there mumbling.
To the untrained eye. The untrained third eye.
No, they didn't even scream. Maybe they didn't feel it.
Because I'm a pro. Quick and merciful, that's me.
Eventually you make it back to Bard and spend all your money on liquor and horse.
What's your horse kick too?
Yes, that is what she said. Quick and merciful. I am known throughout the land.
Almost to die, find yourself once again in next to some sugar adventure, or at least some scraps of food.
Oh, the life of an adventure.
Oh, that's the only life worth living.